Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Podcasting with limited bandwidth from his mom's basement. It's the Internet Tommy Internet Radio Show. Broadcasting to you live on the Internet. The Internet Tommy Radio Show is brought to you by the Internet. And now, with no particular agenda or preparation, here's Tom.
Hi, everybody. This is the Internet Radio Tommy, the Internet Radio Tommy Show. And I don't do a lot of guests on my show. I don't do that, Rob. Anyway, I don't have a lot of guests on the show, but today it's a really special day because I'm pleased to enter the world of cuisine.
Oh! Look at you,
Tommy. It's time for me to recommend a restaurant, and I have the proprietor of that restaurant. Let me get the sheet out here. Hold on just a second.
You need me to pad, Tom?
Let me see. Hold on. Wait a minute. It's here somewhere. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Tom, you want me and Oscar to pad?
No. I don't want you to pad.
Tom, quick question before we get to your guest.
Hi, Oscar.
Hey, Tommy. We haven't seen you in a while. I see that you're going through puberty.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I got zits all over me.
Yeah.
My cheeks. And I'm not talking about the ones on my face.
I see.
Oh. Wow. Who's that laughing in the background? Boy, is that a goofy sounding laugh. It's a goofy sounding laugh.
Hey, Tommy, how old are you now?
I'm 50.
You're 50?
What?
I had no idea.
15.
I thought you're 15.
Nah, I'm 15. I'm kidding. Mike O'Mara is 54.
Yeah, that's right. I was just wondering.
Close to death.
Do you think it's appropriate for you to have an open container in your studio?
Because you're a kid. Alcoholism is such a terrible problem.
It really is. It's a plague.
But let me bring my guest in before it's too late. Please welcome from Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in scenic, beautiful Herndon, Virginia, it's Jimmy Cerrito on the Internet Tommy Radio Show.
What's happening? Oh,
everybody. Now, don't be so goddamn loud.
Language, Tom.
I'm sorry. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Tommy. It's great to be here in your studio.
I think I'll look away from the camera.
Hey, Tommy.
I'll look at you in a minute.
Tommy, are you poaching our guests?
He came down to my studio in my mother's basement, and I decided to chat with him.
With who?
I'm developing a southern accent.
Tommy, you like to play with voices, don't you?
I do, Rob. Hey, For some reason, Internet Radio Tommy's making me change my voice a little bit.
Hey,
today.
Tom, do that.
You know what I sound like?
What?
I sound like one of those old warped records.
Yeah, hey, can you do that thing where you make your voice...
I'm very tall.
Do that thing where you make your voice real low.
All right, everybody. It's Internet Radio Tommy. Actually, what are we all doing but just playing in our rooms? That's all it is. Hopefully the folks are entertained. I like it when they get entertained. I'm all over the place. You think I've been drinking.
No, you
and
haven't.
And I haven't. But anyway, Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
How are things at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern?
No, how much time do you have?
A lot of time.
Oh, good. Well,
I'm a loser. Yeah, I don't do dick all day long.
Clean this room?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry for the pizza boxes. I'd sure like it if you'd bring some of your world-famous wings to the studio sometime. Wouldn't that be nice? I like wings.
It took me 3 days to get here.
3 days to get here?
Yeah.
To my studio?
Hey, Tommy.
Yes, Oscar.
Will you tell your guest to project his voice, please?
Would you project your voice
so
a little bit?
A little louder?
Now we'd like you to be a little louder.
No,
yeah,
I was told to be quieter.
I know you were.
No.
That's
no.
Oscar.
Well, he's doing his
Oscar's
broadcast
Oscar's being
voice.
Very finicky right. today. Yeah, he's doing his quiet. Right? He was
Let's
yelling
go.
At the beginning.
Buffalo.
Yeah, talk a little louder. No, a little louder, please.
A little louder.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. I'm ready.
Don't expect it. Don't expect it to work.
No, Jimmy, what
I never do.
What we want, Jimmy, is one less. We want one less than Let's Go Buffalo level.
Let's go Buffalo.
Better.
Oh, you know what it is? His headphones are so loud because he's wearing Mike's headphones.
That's what it is.
No, I can turn those down if you want.
Yeah, his ears are probably bleeding right now.
Oh, no, thanks.
How you doing? Is that better?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Crickets.
All right, so Jimmy.
Oh, hi.
Crickets.
Hi.
We're adjusting your levels now.
Great. Sounds better now.
You know, I try to do these opening bits, but looking at those two on the monitor, they're like this, going like this. How is it? How is it? How is it? How is it?
Well, because
why we do a goddamn sound check.
Oh, come on, Tom.
Well, I think it's a subject matter more than what's going on.
Everything was perfect before the show started.
All right, give me the microphone.
Because, Jimmy, you come on like this, and then you go, hi, everybody.
That's the problem.
So I can't be monotone.
Monotoned.
Show so, title.
Tell us all about Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Jimmy's Old Town Tavern was invented back in 1996. We started by opening our doors, and our first customer was Uncle Dave.
He's a nasty old man.
Hey,
I went in one time and I had some wings and he was terrible. All he did was stand next to my chair the whole time.
Tommy, I don't want to interrupt, but can you show me on the doll where Uncle Dave touched you?
Yes, I can, Rob. I can show you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's not okay.
Do it.
Yeah, right there.
Right there.
Yeah, here's he touch you with.
Yeah, in your privacy.
Smell it.
Oh,
all
right.
No.
Sorry.
No.
So, Jimmy.
Yes, sir. Yes,
what's
Tommy.
The special this week at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern?
What's coming up? Easter's coming up. So,
what are you doing for Easter?
Actually, you know what the big day is? It's the day after Easter. It's called Dingus Day.
Dingus Day? Oh, that's where Uncle Dave touched me.
Yes. Poor kid.
I said, Uncle Dave, get your hand off my dingus. And as Matthew Bloom's favorite radio personality used to say, there's nothing better than dingus. This bit has now gone in 50 different directions. Thank you.
Are you familiar with Dingus Day?
Oh, I sure am. I like dingus. There's nothing better than dingus.
You know what Dingus Day is.
Yeah. Dingus Day? What is
Rob
Dingus
knows.
Day? Does Rob know?
I have no idea.
Really?
Really?
It's a Polish holiday.
Oh.
It's kind of like the St. Patrick's Day in Poland.
Yeah, did they mean for it to go the day after Easter, or did they just get that wrong, too?
That's
well, Lent ends on Easter, so the next day is Dingus Day, so you can start, you know, living again.
So you drink beer and eat the sausage of my people, kielbasa.
Yeah, yep. Pierogies, kielbasa, and then there's something with, like, rolled cabbage.
I hate cabbage.
Why?
You know, someone told me once that Brussels sprouts are really just little cabbages. Yeah. And now I know why I don't like them anymore.
Thanks, a lot of butter on them, Tommy.
A lot of butter? Oh, I love butter.
Well, you know what's really good on Dingus Day is Polish vodka.
Polish vodka?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't drink that. I don't
Polish
drink.
Beer.
I don't drink.
Well, you're 15.
I'm 15. I drink Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, but you've tried a Zima or two, haven't you?
I have not.
Zima Gold.
I have not, Oscar. I've never tried a Zima. I just drink Diet Dr. Pepper, and my mom says that's why I have pimples on my boot.
Gross.
On your boot.
On my boot. That's what I call my rear end, my boot. My mother, Tommy, says, Tommy, if you...
Do you pop those?
If you keep drinking Diet Dr. Pepper, you're going to have a lot of pimples on your boot. And I said, Mom! Mommy! But anyway, it's been really a pleasure having you on the show,
it's great
Jimmy.
Great to be here. I never knew what your studio looked like.
And now back to Oscar and Rob. And I always like to end the show with a question from Oscar or Rob or maybe both. So I'm here for you guys. It's been a while since I've chatted with you.
I have a question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
I know you're not her, like, you know, her scheduler, but I was wondering if your mom would like to come over and see my dingus.
Oh.
You know something, Rob?
What?
You're a dick.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I got a gay roommate right now. My roommate's gay. A lot of people think I'm gay, you know, but I got ground rules. I'll be like, you gotta stay on your side of the shower. And if he doesn't, no more back rubs. I gotta lay down the law. I'm like that cop in The Village People. I'm a little gay, though. I am. I think I like Tom Cruise, like, a little too much, you know? Like, I wouldn't have sex with him, but if my girlfriend came home and said that she had sex with him, I'd be like, details!
It's The Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. That sound okay, Mr. Spiewak?
Sounds awesome, Mike.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are broadcasting all over the planet. We are powered by Encore Insured and Services with over 23 million downloads. We're at MikeOMaraShow.com, and we are heard over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks.
Hello, Jan Soboroff.
Ah, I know her. She's married to a very, very nice man.
A very lucky man.
The luckiest. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. Why?
Why, Mike?
Because they get it.
Yes.
Our show today is brought to you by Stamps.com. You know the post office is always crowded. That's why we use Stamps.com. We love them. And it'll be getting even more crowded, especially in the next week or so, with tax time.
Oh, everybody pays taxes, Mike.
Yeah, you know, in the old days, the entire Mike O'Mara Show crew used to be out of the post office with coffee and donuts for you late filers.
Oh, and Anison.
Matter of fact, we never did that.
No, I hate that promotion.
I hate it. I don't know which I hate more, that or going to the airport and standing by with with people going home for Thanksgiving.
How about standing by the salt trucks when the snow is coming, when you're down at the big salt pile?
Yeah. But you know where you don't have to stand, Rob?
Where?
You don't have to stand in line at the post office because you can get Stamps.com just like everybody else.
Sure.
With Stamps.com, you can access all of your services for the post office right from your desk, use your own computer and printer, and then hand it to your mailman. It's that easy. Stamps.com even sends you a free digital scale that automatically calculates the exact postage, and the scale is yours to keep. Get your mailing and shipping done whenever it's convenient for who?
For who?
You.
Me?
You. And we've used Stamps.com for months. We love it. You'll save money, and even better, you'll save valuable time. Act now for a 30-day free, no-risk trial and $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. All you have to do is go to Stamps.com and click on the microphone, and please use our code TMOS.
Wanted to add, I get emails once in a while. People want to know how exactly Stamps.com works, and you say it in the ad. And I write to him, I said, think about how much your time is worth and how you value your time. For example, when I send out packages now, just simply because I have Stamps.com,
right.
I do it from my home and the postman takes it. I don't have to go stand in line, park, deal with the nonsense. If it's packed at lunch, I don't have to deal with any of that. The postman just takes it from me.
You know, we are some folks here that we basically do our home-based businesses, and we know what it's all about. And when you're dealing with a metropolitan area, especially like Washington, D.C., and the traffic and the hassle and the people on top of people, and really it doesn't matter where you go in this country, outside of maybe a small town in, Alaska.
Sure.
The fact is post offices are out of control, especially with these, the tax day coming here. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type TMOS. That will get you all your good stuff. Remember, Stamps.com and enter TMOS. That's very important to our show. You never have to go to the post office again. Well, hail, hail. We welcome from the Great White North. Actually, really not that far north. From actually Virginia, Mr. Jimmy Cerrito is here.
Yay, Jimmy!
Gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Jimmy, it's good to have you here. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually from the Great White North of Buffalo.
Yeah, you are from Buffalo, and Jimmy is down here visiting. And how does Jimmy's microphone sound, fellas?
He sounds
good.
How
do I sound now?
He sounds warm and wonderful. Yeah, he sounds so much better than before.
Hey now.
Jimmy did me an amazing solid of actually bringing my motorcycle from all the way from outside of Washington, D.C., all the way down to South Florida, And Jimmy is, you know, I don't want to go so far as to say that Jimmy is like Rudy Martsky, America's Guest. But Jimmy did not stay in a motel on the way down. You actually got to visit with the family the whole
way
down,
I just
right?
knocked on doors and invited myself in to the Donahues.
Can you knock down?
I'd like to thank the Donahues.
Can you knock his mic down a little bit, Mike? It sounds like Dude Walker is sitting with you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
No, that's better. Thank you. So you did get to spend some quality Donahue time?
I got to see my Donahue family, and I got to see my daughter play soccer.
Oh,
Kelsey
cool.
was amazing. She got the shutout on Saturday.
And we expected Jimmy about maybe near midnight tomorrow night. Actually, today you're supposed to get in, right?
I was dodging the rain clouds.
And
they were chasing me.
He came down a day early.
Oh, how that not so nice for you, Mike.
We're having a blast.
I bet.
We're having a fantastic day.
So what are we doing after the show?
What type of conversation went down when you had... Because asking a friend to take down your motorcycle and basically carve out 2 days of his life for your pleasure.
Well, really. Much more than because there's the turnaround and the return home.
Let me stop my Bolivian friend for a second here, because you would think that. But, Oscar, the fact is, with this task, with this particular assignment, I had three people... ask me to do it.
Oh,
so this
my
is something
God, they wanted to help you.
No. I think it was the fact that, yes, they wanted to be helpful, but the whole biker mindset, and Jimmy can back this up, the idea of having an excuse to do that kind of a ride is pretty positive, right?
What I told Mike this morning was people rent Harleys to do this. I'm so blessed.
Wow.
Hey, Jimmy, here's my bike. Ride down to Florida. Hang out.
And Jimmy's a maniac like a lot of my biker buddies that can ride all day long. They can do that. They like it. The further, the better. And so, you know, Jimmy, but I knew Jimmy because I've ridden to Sturgis with Jimmy.
Yes.
And I know that he likes to ride. You remember when Jimmy was down in Fort Myers with us a year ago?
Oh, he rented a secondhand bike.
Yeah, I know.
Secondhand bike.
He did.
Rob, had a lawnmower engine.
Rob makes it sound like it should have a basket on the
bike. It was an old beat-up bike.
It said Schwinn on the side.
It looked like Mrs. Gulch's bike from The Wizard of Oz.
It had no seat.
So Jimmy
had to stand the whole way.
I knew that Jimmy could handle the long haul trucking of bikes, and so he brought it in, and
in the rain.
Carla got so pissed at me last night, because when Jimmy arrives in the Cocoon neighborhood,
I was hungry.
He's sitting outside of the house, and you guys know how the house is. Oscar, you know how they're laid out down here.
Oh, absolutely.
And the fact is that Jimmy
butt to butt,
he sat outside and
revved it.
And revved it.
Oh, no.
10 o'clock last night.
Honey, I'm home.
You know, because this just doesn't work with the Cocoon people when you're sitting there.
Here I am.
At 10 o'clock in the, and then, you've got that going on. It's like, Jimmy, please bring the bike. Jimmy, please bring the bike.
They can't hear it.
Jimmy, bring the bike inside to the. God damn it, Jimmy, bring the bike inside.
It was so upset.
So Carla was immediately like, you are so rude. She said, you are so ungrateful.
I got yelled at as soon as I got here.
It was
the
ridiculous.
Second I got here, Mike yelled at me.
It sounds familiar to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. I still someday would like to know what I did to you when you came down here. Did I really yell that much?
Rob,
when you
pass
were down
me the
here?
Doll.
Oh, you're going to show, show me on the doll where Mike yelled at you?
Where
the dingus
Oscar,
doll.
Where I heard Oscar. I know it was terrible.
Well, but, you know, to be fair, Mike, you weren't just yelling at Oscar. You were also yelling at me.
Yeah.
Once we got the boards connected.
I know. It's been a bit of an easier go.
For the first time in my life, I said, how do you take an insurance policy out on a person that's not part of your family?
You think? Because thinking now, that could go in many different ways for me. Are you saying that that's because you thought my heart was going to explode?
Yeah, I've never seen, and this is not because of the shape you're in or the age you're at. The way
that's a great preface right there. Isn't
the
it?
Way that you ramp up.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And you really take off the runway,
right?
It's scary to me because. It could go either way.
Yeah, really.
Like you're a blue angel, and you're doing maneuvers that a common pilot can't do.
Mike,
accidents happen.
The Lindbergh flight had less surprises than dealing with you that night. I do know at one point I was on Route 28 headed towards Route 7. My phone rang, and this is what I heard. I didn't get hello. I said hello, and I heard, "Are you driving? Pull over." I'm at Best Buy and they don't know anything, but I think I can figure it out. And then you were gone. So I went into a McDonald's parking lot and I sat and I waited for the call. And you said,
"All right, let me ask you this." Now,
go ahead.
That was January when we were doing all the trial. You have to realize how out of my depth I was with all of this, even assisting Oscar Santana. And I will tell you that now that I've done that and putting this whole thing back together after it was taken apart, which is easier if somebody else has done it before.
Sure.
But the fact is, and please understand, I think I might be getting a little bit better.
I agree. I agree.
I am working on it. I am working on it every single day. Except Pony would disagree because Pony has felt the pain more than anybody else. And you guys.
And I toss you a bone about one thing?
Thank you. Please do. I need one.
Is that Oscar is not the easiest guy to assist because he is bold and he is determined. And if you feel that you're slowing him down. You're going to feel, or something. You're going to feel even less useful than you actually are. And
you'll get occasionally from Oscar when you say, I said this, what are you doing with that cord? I just need to do it right now.
Yeah. Or just, if you're doing something with a cord.
Just stay away from me right now.
Sometimes you will get.
Amazing.
You'll get, no, here, let me do that.
Can I ask Pony a question?
You want to ask Jimmy?
Pony?
Jimmy's got a question
Jimmy.
For
the
Pony.
The 2 week links.
Pony?
This is great.
Thanks, Oscar.
How's it going, Jimmy?
The
Pony
next
and
podcast.
Boy, 2 week links.
Right.
Coming up on More Broadcasting, Mike, it's 2 week links.
2 week links. Hey,
I'm in. Pony, do you want to start a podcast, just you and I?
Yeah, the dog and Pony show.
No, Pony, does Mike yell at you?
I know somebody will
he
call
does.
You.
He
anyway,
does.
Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead. Your question for Pony.
Pony.
Sorry, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Does Mike yell at you a lot?
He does. He even pre-recorded. He even pre-recorded some yelling at me in the in some material that we made for the Best Of.
I forgot about this.
That was so funny.
Do you remember when we were recording the commercials for the Best Of?
No, I don't.
And it was not a fun day because we had to lay out about 15 or 20 spots in a row.
Right.
And about halfway through, you said, "Who's putting this together?" And I said, "Pony." He said, "Well, he better not mess it up." And, of course, I just handed him the whole file. And so Pony got to hear you yelling from a distance.
Yeah.
Partially.
Way to go. Way to go. Any other questions for Pony?
How are the ferrets?
I'll explain later.
Oh, are they okay?
You can explain now.
Are they healthy?
Well, actually, when I got down to Virginia Beach on Sunday, my neighbors gave me a call, and they found that Miracle had a seizure, and they took her to the vet. And
it's not
she
funny,
didn't,
Mike.
She didn't make it.
I was clearing
she didn't make it?
No, she didn't.
Miracle died?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait.
She died on Sunday.
Holy
Sunday night.
Pony.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God, that
you
sucks.
Douchebag. You killed another animal.
No, the breeder did, actually.
You need another miracle.
My God. Yeah, what's the warranty like? Let's get down to brass tacks.
Well, basically,
how long have you had it? Less than 90 days?
Yes. The vet was telling me that it's kind of a problem with breeding.
Okay,
so.
No, I'm not.
Do you have health insurance on that?
I feel for your pain, Pony, and I'm sorry to hear, but we'll get to your emotions
later.
I do,
too. He loves those little...
What about the money? How does how does the show recoup that money?
That's true.
I need to work that out with the breeder and see what we can pull.
Right now, Mike, it's reminiscent of the 1980 Olympics. Right now, it's Miracle on Ice.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that's a great name for the next one. Name the next
Pony.
Name the next sugar glider, Herb Brooks.
Or how about just Here For Now?
Or Mike Aruzioni.
When's the viewing?
What, Jimmy?
When's the
viewing? Hey, Jimmy, wait, I got a question. Are you doing okay so far? Jimmy, I'm asking you this.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hey, okay. That's nice. Yeah,
so why didn't you tell us Miracle died?
Right. Well, I've been kind of
bummed out,
waiting for the right time. And yeah,
oh, man.
Out.
Okay, now...
Jimmy, I'm sorry. I meant Pony. A lot of people, you know, followed this really closely.
Yeah,
your pictures and stuff like that. So it's gotta suck. This is a big deal for you.
That's
this is
been
terrible.
Kind of waiting for the right time. I mean, it's just been.
What day did this happen?
It was on Sunday. Sunday at like 11:30.
Wow, man! If it was Friday, you have a better excuse for Friday.
I would.
You know.
I would. Thank you.
You know, he would have trotted that out. You guarantee that. Where are
Heart
you?
Heart of stone.
So I'm sad. At the viewing.
So how did it really happen?
Miracle died. We're in the backyard.
Well, basically, I
pet cemetery.
See, the distance factor now. Here's one difference. Everything else is like I'm right there with you guys.
Right.
The distance factor now, I'm actually being more sympathetic than Oscar or Rob. Because he's in the room. And you're looking at him, and I can't see him. I cannot see your face. So, Pony.
He's beat up.
I mean, it sucks. How did you said it's the breeder's fault?
Well, the breeder, I'm assuming it's her fault. Basically, the vet said that overbreeding of sugar gliders is starting to become a problem, and they're finding that that's kind of indicative of seizures.
Okay, simpler words. Simpler words. Sorry.
Yeah, for me.
So because they're overbred, that this strain of sugar glider is prone to having seizures.
Yeah.
And did you notice, did you watch the animal have a seizure?
I was not there when it happened. I had gotten to Virginia Beach, and it was about 11:30 at night, and my neighbors called and said that she was just acting weird, and they took her
Hold on. I got to stop you there. Didn't your last sugar glider pass away when it was in the care of other people?
Yes. And
same people?
Am I right,
not
Oscar?
Scandal.
Oh,
am I right?
Oh, my God.
Well, and you know what? You've gone on and on, Matthew, about how they grow attached to their owners. And how they have to have a sort of a normalcy in their life. Otherwise, they pass away, and you go off on holiday, and you know.
Well, I don't think that's the cause, but
I disagree.
I'll bear that in mind.
It's an unsolved mystery, Mike.
It is.
No, it's a solved mystery.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really weird.
You need a camera system.
But this is not the this is not the same neighbor, is it?
No, these are my neighbors that you met them at the holiday party.
Yeah, they don't look like killers. Oh. What would Robert Stack say?
Pony Boy didn't know where the sugar gliders were going. Unfortunately, the sugar glider, it was proven, did not have a seizure. The sugar glider was murdered.
What? You know who could have murdered him? It's Gene Baxter.
Gene Baxter and Kevin Ryder were lying.
Pony Boy is not funny.
Now,
I feel your pain.
Now, you know, this is sad and everything, but if we can look at it from a practical standpoint, what does one do when a sugar glider passes? Because, like, you flush a fish, you bury a cat.
Oh, my God.
Do you hold on to it for evidence? If I'm overstepping, please allow me to do that.
Yeah,
what do you do with the corpse?
I had the same awkward question. The vet, she died at the vet, and the vet... Yeah,
oh wait! So the person that was being the caretaker took her to the vet.
Yes,
she died on the vet's table.
Yes.
Wow.
She had a seizure, and she was just kind of laying at the bottom of the cage, exactly the same way that my previous sugar glider was. So I'm thinking that's what happened to her as well.
Mm. So are you thinking maybe it's the diet or something like that?
No, it's the overbreeding.
Maybe she threw herself because she was lonely. Off the top of the cage.
We're
being crueler than me.
Actually, at this point, all we have to go on is what we've heard. Mm-hmm. Is Miley a sugar glider of interest in this story?
Yes, because she is.
And there's the nice equal balance. That's when he decides to eat the microphone. When he goes,
Hello, Jimmy.
Done. Privileges revoked.
Oh, that's sad.
That hurt my ears. That actually hurt my ears.
I find that so sad.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Can we address this again, Mike, just to get everything out on the table? I think his timeline's wrong. He said Sunday. So it didn't happen this past Sunday. It happened the Sunday before.
Let's continue the Inquisition.
Wow. Okay.
This is a... Listen, this takes precedent over the entire show right now. Guess who's going to get another beer? Oh, my God. We'll have a little mic tutorial with Jimmy Cerrito. And when we come back, we'll... investigate the death of which one? Miracle?
Miracle.
When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This section of the program is brought to you by FanDuel. Okay, Scott Kazmir and a lot of my guys, Brian Roberts, Adam Jones, didn't do it for me yesterday, and that's why I'm diving back in today, okay?
Oh, you got another lineup going?
I've got another lineup going, and you know what? I'm going to print them out because I got a lot of National Leaguers going for me today. I know that I've got Jason Wirth with the Washington Nationals who's going for me today. I'm excited about that. I may have the enemy going for me today, too.
Oh. I may have no, really?
I may. Now, for Red Sox fans, they are going to eviscerate me for my FanDuel one-day baseball lineup today, but I do believe I have Jacoby Ellsbury going.
Look at you. Look at you. You just want that. You got your eye on the prize.
Yeah, we're talking about baseball, and we're talking about FanDuel.com. One-day fantasy baseball. Fantasy is really becoming so popular in this country. And the way they do it at FanDuel is incredibly special because they do one-day fantasy baseball leagues. With FanDuel, there is no season-long commitment, no upfront fees. You can play whenever you want with a new team each day. No one has more leagues, more players, or more payouts than FanDuel.com. Leagues start at just a buck and go right up to $1,000 plus. And you can win real money with immediate cash payouts. For example, we always mention Chris.
Yeah.
Chris Prince is a postal worker. He won over $535,000 with FanDuel.com. You can be the next big winner. I am playing again today. I'm going to put a new lineup out there every day until I get a big W.
Of course.
And I took a lot more time with it today. I took a look at the stats. FanDuel lets you look at the pitchers, the catchers, the shortstops. You can see the batting averages. You can see the at-bats. You can see how the people are doing. You can see how many innings the pitcher pitched and how many hits he gave up. You can see all of that and then choose your lineup and get in the money. It's fantastic.
Yeah. It's very cool. Very fun.
Use TMOS, that's our code, and FanDuel will match every dollar you deposit, dollar for dollar, up to $200. Hurry, they've extended this offer until this Friday, so sign up today and get your piece of the $400 million pie.
Mm.
FanDuel.com, the leader in one-day fantasy baseball. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today.
How's Thirsty doing?
God. I swear to God.
He's on vacation. Spring break, baby.
Yeah, from what?
He's on vacation. He's drinking. He said, let me turn your microphone.
Just not too loud.
I'll do this better.
Okay, go ahead.
So when I laugh, I pull the mic away?
Something like that.
Hey, we're here with Jimmy Cerrito. And,
Jimmy took 6 days to come and do this trip for you, how many golf tournaments is he missing?
They're coming up.
I know they are.
Let's ask Jimmy a serious question.
While
we have him here, you know, we all root for Jimmy's Old Town Tavern and Scenic Beautiful Herndon, Virginia to do very well. And Jimmy, if you're not going to say it, I'm going to say it for you.
Okay.
Jimmy is expanding. He is putting on the what they call the Buffalo Wing, mm-hmm. which is a new addition. Now, Jimmy's a sole proprietor, and they are a lost breed in this United States. They do not You do not have a lot of these guys left.
We don't have any money.
It's the chaining of America. Mm-hmm. Carl and I went to a chain place last night. And really, to me, I think everybody would agree that most chain restaurants you go to, it's never about the individual being there on the property, walking over to you and saying, hey, was everything okay? Mm. It's more about the balance sheet and how they can get the food out to you as cheaply because they got 15 other locations.
Where did you go?
They're going to do that.
Where did you go?
I won't mention the name of the place.
Good.
Because it's a small chain down here.
All right.
But it was very chainy. You know, I mean, it was just, you were very aware of the fact. You're just aware of the fact that everything, you know, hey, how's your salad? Meh. How's your fish? Meh. Uh-huh. Everything was a little meh. And Jimmy is, you know, the cool thing about Jimmy's, you know, is you've got him there and he cares and there's all of his stuff in there and he's expanding and trying to be nicer. And Jimmy was telling the story of this last night. And they're putting him through the ringer. They really are putting him through the ringer. Very, very difficult. The powers that be, the people that you have
to get the wing open.
Get the wing open. You know, the power people, the approval people, the people you have to send permits into.
The mob.
It's a real process. And the bottom line for Jimmy, and this is why I want everybody to support my friend at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, is that Jimmy has already started renting that space. Mm-hmm. And with these delays, there's an outside shot that the expansion of Jimmy's isn't going to be done until almost a year. And it's costing him a fortune to do this. So I just want to say, we're all with you, and hang in there.
Thank
you. Very, very tough. It's very difficult. Did you just fart?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just
And I'd like to add, I'd like to add on to that, Mike.
Yes,
if Mike, if he has this beautiful space that he's already renting in Herndon, if you need a place to stay, folks,
yeah,
call Jimmy, and he'll sublet it to you.
What do you think, Jimmy?
It's okay. Let me tell you two things. One, I don't serve food unless it's good enough to give to your mother on her deathbed. So when you come to Jimmy's, that's how I train the kitchen. If you wouldn't give it to your mom on her
deathbed.
Yeah.
Deathbed.
Speaking of death.
That's sugar glider.
Incidentally,
think about it.
That's on the inside of the menu, too.
No, but when you go to the chain restaurants, hello, they don't
Jimmy
care.
That'll be his TV commercial. Hey, this is Jimmy Serino. Come to my restaurant with your dying mother.
Well, yeah.
I'm opening up a new place at Inova Fairfax.
I want to get the last buck out of her before she kicks off.
There you go. And what's the second thing you were going to say?
No, I was going to say, look, I don't ask for a lot. I don't ask for a lot.
Some right? may say I'm otherwise.
You say I'm the giver, right?
Oscar says some may say otherwise.
Oscar, you need to buy a brick.
I'm thinking all
about I'm
it.
Asking.
I'm in.
We're
like,
all
Jimmy's
in.
Is like a clubhouse. It's like, and I just happen to have the guy, the signature of the lease. That's me.
If you were somebody who was going to have to make a wager as to when the new Jimmy's, and that's what it's really going to be. It's going to be the new Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. When it's officially yeah. going to open, what would your best guesstimate be?
I keep saying 6 to 8 months. I've been saying that for a year.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to do this. And, you know, look, I understand that we need regulations. God, we need regulations for the people that are, like, sending toxins into our rivers and our skies. But the fact is, for a little guy like this, he's trying to play by the rules. And, you know, it kills guys like this. With every month that goes by that he can't get that place open and he's paying rent, he's a small business owner. So I'm rooting for you, and I hope that you I hope the bastards don't continue to get you down.
All I would love, Mike, is if every one of your listeners
yes.
could buy a bumper sticker
what?
Jimmy's Buffalo Wing, not the chicken wing, Oscar, not the big wing.
I'll let him. He's the only person that would get that naked a plug on this show.
Yeah, right.
But he'll get it.
Jimmy'sBuffaloWing.com.
JimmyBuffaloWing.com.
Right, I'm on it right
there.
Now, Jimmy. I'm on it right now.
Be like my
$5 for a bumper sticker.
Buy a bumper sticker. My father bought a hat and a T-shirt.
Yes. Yeah, and we shipped it out, and he bought
sure
a photo.
Did.
Now, based on this, I believe that we will get 2 corporate bricks, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much.
That's right. Hey, Jimmy, just a thought on your navigation bar. If we're talking business here, maybe an,
okay,
easier,
sure.
way, an easier way to buy
tech 411.
An easier way. I got to search
this
for
is,
it now.
This is Oscar being tech.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm on. I want to buy something from the man.
No,
help
no, not
me
the,
buy something.
Well, are you at the Jimmy's Old Town Tavern site or at JimmyBuffaloWing.com?
Let me go to Jimmy's Buffalo Wing.
Jimmy's Buffalo Wing. Yeah.
And I just got a great idea, Jimmy. If you really wanted to have a more modern feel to the new wing, why don't you have a navigation bar?
No, we do.
Where you can actually step up and you can buy
I found it. I found it. You're right. I stand corrected. I'm going to do
all
it right now.
So go there, JimmyBuffaloWing.com. Support Jimmy. All right, Jimmy?
Yes, please.
Thank you
very
much.
Thank you.
Jimmy.
Love you all.
Our top story, ladies and gentlemen.
It's so sad.
It is a trifecta. A trifecta of Mickey Rooney. Actor in his 90s. Then John Panette, legendary overweight comedian.
Right.
But the shattering news for the Mike O'Mara Show group today is that our man Ponyboy has lost one of his children.
Mm-hmm.
That children's name was Miracle. An overbred sugar glider that unfortunately passed this past weekend. When last we checked in, Ponyboy was explaining the details of the passing of the sugar glider, and Mr. Santana was getting a little bit suspicious about the timeline. Let's turn that music off and let's get right to it. Back to Pony. Pony, I'm first of all, my sincere condolences on your loss. I know this has got to be difficult.
Thank you, Mike.
I appreciate the fact that both of you are holding it together.
I know that Rob is moved. It's tough, Pony, I know, because I've worked with Rob a little longer than you have.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And Rob likes nothing more than his elements and what he plays.
This is true.
So he hasn't played you in once today. So he's truly touched by this.
I am. I am. Because
yes, I think Rob is a little shaken up by it, isn't it?
Yeah, his thumbs, his hands, he's frozen.
Although, do you think that if we were to bring some normalcy to restore it to the show, maybe it could elevate the mood? It's hard to say.
Let's try.
Pony boy, pony boy, won't you be my pony boy?
Bye, pony boy. It's pony time. Get up.
Here we go. Again.
This takes forever.
Smoke that cigarette. Puff, and if you smoke yourself to death.
Pony, quit smoking.
Fun.
I put in a little extra fun because I think he deserved it.
Things are much better
more.
Now.
Thanks for bringing that up.
I just got a text. Miracle came back to life.
There you go after that. While you were playing that, that's when Miracle came back to life. Pony.
Yes.
I have to talk. Pony. How really? I mean, Did you see this coming at all, or was this a good? Did you have one sugar? You always say that one was different than the other. Was one more sickly than the other?
But they're cousins.
Stop it, Rob.
Is the other one emotional right now?
Actually, Jimmy, she's right,
Jimmy.
Being...
Stop.
Go ahead, Pony.
Anyhow, she is acting a little different, but she's kind of dumb and.
Hold on, just a second.
You said, I asked him a question. You said stop, and then he's asking me the question.
But then you're twitching me, and you're poking it. What are you doing over here?
I love you.
It's having a toddler in here with stop moving and drinking.
At Mike, as an observer.
I'm in love with you.
As a disinterested observer, just watching you two, I'm guessing by the time you're doing the news.
Don't kiss me.
Jimmy, just kiss Mike. And you're blushing, Mike. Look at you. You're beet red. Did you like it?
By the time we do the news, he's going to be in your lap. You know that? Oh, no. Mike, you can't do that.
Yeah, here we are. I'm having to have a serious discussion with our man Pony to find out. Are we out of? Oh, Jesus!
Yeah, we need
Christ.
To do a reset. We do,
Pony. I want you to gather yourself a little bit, and I want you to try something that you're not used to. Really trying to give us information on this because that's what we're looking for. We'll have more on this terrible tragedy. Coming back on the Michael Harris Show. Oh, God.
Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Yes, Rob.
Day 8. America weeps.
There are people that... I got news for you. People are going to be pissed off.
Oh, I know. Terrible. I know.
This section of the Mike O'Meara Show is brought to you by the TMOS bonus package.
Yes.
I will read the copy as written by Mr. Spiewak verbatim. Here we go.
Thank you.
As I grow older and wiser, there is one thought that always comes to mind. One notion that I believe with all my being. That is, you only truly regret the things that you don't do.
That's right, Mike.
Like staying at home with my sugar glider.
Oh, no!
No, that's terrible.
I didn't write
Listen
that.
Ladies and gentlemen, save yourself from agony and sadness. Today is the day for you to order your 2014 bonus show package. Order now, and you'll get all of the 2014 shows, plus on-demand video access to each show and unlimited access to the entire anthology. That's every TMOS bonus show since we started at $69.99. You save over 25%. We also have monthly packages, and as always, you can still buy each episode a la carte. Check out all the details at MikeO'MearaShow.com and choose the one that's right for you. Just click the bonus show banner, the 2014 TMOS bonus package, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough.
That's right.
And because you never want to suffer the heartache of regret. We thank you.
Nice.
Thank you,
nice. Well done. Well,
thank you. All right. We'll wrap this up now. But Pony.
I didn't know we even started it. We haven't gotten any
really
details.
Okay. Oscar, I'm gonna turn it over to our medical examiner, Oscar
Santana.
It's like
Quincy. Who's also the closest, believe it or not, the closest to Pony of anyone. So take it away, Oscar, and let's see if we can get some
first,
information.
First, I think I can't speak for the rest of the fellows, but our condolences. And some slight apology, and by slight, I'll give you 50% of the guff and the heartache I gave you all week last week and this week. I take back.
Did you have any idea when we were, and we were riding Pony hard,
yeah.
And a lot of it was deserved, yeah. You know, as far as trying to get this up
we're
and running.
We're herding cattle.
A lot of work to do, and, you know, mm-hmm. And you ride Pony when he
yes.
needs to be ridden, and it was tough, so you didn't know what was
That's
going on.
That's a wonderful
mixed
metaphor.
I was riding him bareback, and...
as Jimmy and I will be later on.
Exactly.
I hadn't realized, and there's a part of me, because you don't communicate the way I think most people communicate.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Most people would say, hey, man, I'm sorry. Things have been tough. I just lost one of my ferrets, right? Mm-hmm. And then
squirrel.
The other side of me says, maybe, just maybe, this is part of the ABCs that make you up. Like, you get pets, they die, and that's just what happens.
Well, I mean, yeah, that is kind of what happens. And I didn't really think it was a viable thing to bring up at the time when we were dealing with so much work. And
but you're we care about you. Like,
can
I
say this, Oscar?
Yeah.
Oscar, can I jump in
Please.
Here?
Please.
Because you know, and maybe we're getting better, all of us, about
yes.
this. But Oscar and I, probably more than anybody else, we actually really feel, you know, that's the kind of stuff that we like to keep separate. And yeah. Pony's been around us when we've been talking like that.
True, true.
And it's not, I'm not proud of it necessarily that we go, hey, you know, if you got that issue, I don't want to hear it. You know, just we got,
when you walk in that studio.
Let's do the work first and get it out of the way. And that's, it's a fine line to walk. And I think that sometimes I regret that, that I've had a little bit too much of that attitude before, but I can understand completely why Pony wouldn't bring it up because he'd like, you know, he said, "Hey, I'm sorry, I'm not being, you know, I'm not being tough for the show."
And he doesn't want to get yelled at.
And I should offer an apology because he had texted me when the sugar glider passed, and I asked if there was any details.
Wait a minute. Oh my God! Hold on. We have a new development.
I have to take fault.
You do not talk right now.
I don't talk. Because there's a second part to the sentence.
He texted you?
Yes, and I replied. Any details? He says it's a seizure due to overbreeding, and then I forgot about it.
I probably should have told you guys.
God, Rob.
You're in trouble.
B-Wack is a monster.
I am.
Wait, so he texted you on Sunday of last week?
Let me see if I still have
Not
it.
Not this week. 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God. Rob never brought it up.
No, I didn't.
And all I've been doing is riding Pony.
Yeah, I've been on his ass too.
Yes.
I don't have it. But I apologize. I said I was sorry. Was I supportive in the text?
Yes, you were.
Okay,
you
so there's that. But I did you forget never, about it until this very
this
day.
This is a window into his soul, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. 1,000%. This is incredible.
And you know what? I feel this I should. Is this is helping me to understand my soul. Because
or lack thereof.
Because I truly forgot about it until this very day when it when you asked about it. And he said, and I said, oh, my God, that's right. It's dead.
It's
Jesus.
Okay,
Rob,
she's dead.
This is the type of thing.
God forbid he misses his little girl's play for the third time.
Okay, now you're not really. You're not really going to draw a parallel.
And doesn't tell us for the umpteenth time that she killed it. God, if I hear that again.
You don't have to go to the kid's play. All you have to do is go to Linus.
Yes.
His dog Linus.
Oh my God,
he posts Facebook page posts.
My friend Pat just died. Oh, I got to post something on Facebook about me.
In all fairness, Mike, really, dog sugar glider doesn't really, you know.
Well,
you know
no, that is
going
rough.
There'll be time later for that argument.
Yeah, that's a rough.
But you know what? I would like to offer my sincere condolences again, and my apologies to my partners for neglecting to bring it up.
No,
it's too late.
I offered condolences at the time. I did,
Rob.
But then I was out of mind.
Rob, this is what I would call in the French dictionary, très dickish.
Mike,
is it my responsibility to inform of his pet's death though?
Here's the deal. You got to pass it along. If it's Pony, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Because Pony's not going to pass it along. He probably Pony.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this.
Dude, you need a free vacation day or something.
Oscar brought you into our family. Oscar was responsible for you working for us and introducing you to all of us. Yet
and all of America, Mike.
In your time of need, and this is an interesting psychological study. In your time of need, you reached out to Mr. Spiewak, and I'm curious as to why that may have been.
I did. You know, I think it must have happened when we were bonding in
Vegas.
Must have been.
Oh, that's right. They did bond in Vegas. You were off with Todd Moore, and I was with a machine
for the entire weekend.
Well,
I forget the name of the person you were with, Mike, but it had but one arm.
Yes. It was my one-armed mistress that I spent the entire weekend with, like seriously 30 hours.
Also,
ridiculous.
Mike, think about this. Pony reached out to the person that he thought would love and understand him the most. But what we've realized through this exercise,
it was the worst choice of his life.
That Rob only loves and cares for what Rob loves and cares for.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah.
And now Rob, you said it. And you know it's the ABCs of you.
I'm not
you
proud of this.
You forget.
Oh my God!
That's all
you have to say.
I feel so bad because
you don't feel bad.
I do feel bad right now, and yes, I do want it to end,
I
can start the healing process.
I feel bad.
I do, Mike.
Look at my hand.
Look at my hand.
Look at my hand.
Look
I'm
at
broken
my,
up.
Mine hand.
I'm so broken
sad.
Up.
I'm sad.
So.
Pony, let me, Pony, this is, I don't think I've ever asked you
to be this honest before.
Please do.
Okay. This is a legitimate question. I have to be honest. I want you to be honest with me. When you reached out to Rob Spiewak, did you think that he may share your information with everybody else?
I kind of figured he might, and I really didn't feel like going through the process of sending
you
the message
have to
everyone
you shouldn't
and explaining
have to. You shouldn't have. One person's enough.
So you thought that Rob may be the conduit, and were you a little disappointed that he didn't share the demise of Miracle with everybody, with everybody else in the crew?
You know, I wouldn't say I'm disappointed with him. I love Rob. But, you know, I figured he'd probably pass
you
the
thought
message.
He'd do it. You thought he'd do it,
You
right?
must think I'm a heartless F. Because the way that I have been laying into you and correcting you,
did you think,
you,
did
oh
you think
my
Oscar
God.
Was pep-talking you knowing that that you had lost your pet?
You know, I didn't even go there. When I'm getting laid into, it's just kind of... You know, I'm living in that moment, and I'm not thinking about anything else.
He's going to his safe place in his mind.
Yes. I would love to say that I was respecting his privacy. I'd love to say that I was doing what he thought was best, but honestly, I truly just forgot.
Wow.
And I am a dick. Matthew Tony you, Boy Bloom, I am so sorry. I really am. I'm a
forgot.
Dick. I forgot.
Oh, my God.
I offered condolences, and I was off on another Charlie adventure.
Oh, my God.
Sorry to hear about that, Pony. Pizza time.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So let's get back to you now, Pony, because
oh,
now,
Jesus.
Lord knows, you do deserve the entire show for this. You do.
I agree.
Mean it. I mean, because really, this is so these are incredibly, just like you have said all along, and I remember this, these are incredibly fragile animals. These are animals that, you know, is there anything, looking back, do you think there's anything you could have done, or was this animal just waiting to buy the farm? Is that the way you got it?
All I can understand is that this had to do with bad breeding, and there's really absolutely nothing we could have done to prevent it.
And you know what? Breeding happens with other animals as well. They're dogs.
I think German Shepherds
have a spinal flaw as a rule now because German Shepherds have been overbred.
French Bulldogs get a lot of problems as well.
Yeah, this happens to everybody. Like so everyone to breed.
So did you talk, did you have a chat with the vet about this over the phone, or did you really just get this... through the neighbors, and then we're going to get to your sensitivity in a second, because my next question will be, did you hot-foot it back from Virginia Beach when you found out about the death of the sugar glider?
Oh, valid question. Great question.
Well, I did get all of this info from the vet, but I did not head back home from Virginia Beach because, yep.
I'm not the only dick in the room.
Martini in Virginia Beach was a little more important.
Although, Mike, you might be closer than you think, because... Since he had two of them, he does live and die with them.
Right.
But they do most of the living and dying. Were you all ginned up when you found out? Because you do love to get ginny.
I was a little bit, but it was like 11:30 at night. So, I mean, you know.
So, do you go back? Were you planning to come back the next day anyway?
No, because I had to do some things in Virginia Beach, and I really
so when
had
you,
to.
So you said it was 11:30 at night, so my question would be, so you came back first thing the next morning then, right?
No, I still had things
okay,
that had
so
to be
so you didn't
done
come back
Virginia
first
Beach.
Thing the next morning,
oh
so you didn't care. You
God.
You spent the rest of the weekend in Virginia Beach.
He has a standing policy, Mike. He has a standing policy that he stays in any location until the olives are gone.
What did they do with Little...
Pretty much.
What did they do with Little Miracle?
Well, that was the most awkward part of the discussion with the vet. She, after... calling me back and saying that she didn't make it, she asked me what we wanted to do with the remains, and I said, well, I don't know, what do you do with them? And she said, well, we incinerate them and we sprinkle the ashes in the woods, and it was
a hefty bag.
Yeah. Oh, it that was uncomfortable. Then she also said that is sad.
They burn the little creature up and then they scatter it in the woods.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
and do they
so impersonal?
Does each creature, Matt, get its own sprinkling, or is it more of a community sprinkling? Because if it was just one sugar glider, it's really just like an ashtray being emptied.
You know, I think it may be more of a community.
That's sad.
Yeah.
What's the fee for something like that?
What's your fee?
They didn't charge me for the incinerating.
Oh, how much did the vet cost?
Well, that was interesting. They said that they would keep her for the next 2 days and give her some seizure medicine and stuff, and that was going to be like $500.
Oh, so you forewent the $500 and said let her die?
No, no, no. I paid the $500 and then they called me.
Oh, you paid the $500. That's a lot of money for you. That's
good. They called me half hour later and said she had not made it. And then I said, what the F?
Did you stop payment on the check?
So before you could...
They charged his card and then killed her.
Yeah, I'd like to see the paperwork on that as to when the charge went through, as opposed to when the certificate was signed.
So you paid the $500 bills and then it didn't survive?
Correct. The next day, their manager called.
The vet owes you $500. You shouldn't have to pay that money.
They gave me the money back the next day.
Oh, all right. Okay. Good stuff.
In cash or in trade?
Hey, Pony, what if... And look, I know that you can't go back in time, but let's try. So
would be the best show ever if we figured out a way to time travel.
What if Miracle was waiting for you just one lap? Maybe she needed your companionship to pull through.
That is horrible of you to say, and that is certainly not the case.
Well, yeah, that is pretty horrible.
Well, we don't know now because he was so ginned up, he stayed till Wednesday.
That's all I know is that Ponyboy's doing the show in a room in D.C. with two monsters. That's the way I look at
that. Do you think
the kind people are down here in South Florida?
Where are the separation anxieties and I'm just not going to talk about your sugar gliders per se, but in any sugar glider, are they more attached to their owner or to their partner?
Yeah, that's hard to say. She was very attached to, well, Miracle is very attached to me, but Miley is more attached to Miracle. But Miley's very kind of, she's a loner, and she's kind of, she's not very bright.
She
and
is
I don't
now.
Think she's, no.
Rob, that wasn't fair.
How's that? I'm that sorry, was that allowed?
Pony, yes, I have to ask you this question because I know that there are going to be listeners that are going to be thinking this. Mm-hmm. As far as your care and feeding and, you know, diet with these animals, did the vet say that it could have been anything at all? I mean, not that I'm accusing you. I know you follow the rules to the textbook. I mean, you really do.
She asked me every possible question about everything I've fed them, even down to what their cage is made out of.
What about the jelly bellies? No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding.
She likes the ones that taste like buttered popcorn.
Did you ever feed the sugar gliders any people food?
No.
Didn't you used to cook for them every night?
No, I did not give them cigarettes, Jimmy.
Oh, no.
Every now and then, Mr. Cerrito has a brilliant addition. Go ahead, Jimmy. Hi there. Yeah, go. Let me turn your microphone up. Go ahead.
Pony?
Yes,
Jimmy. Be honest.
Nope. Never gave
them... Pony?
Never gave them cigarettes, never exposed them to that either.
Okay, no.
He can see you on the monitor doing it. You,
all
you,
right.
You don't think maybe the secondhand smoke was...
Did you blow bong hits in their face?
I haven't blown bong hits in
or bong fits.
15 right. years.
Bong fits!
Thank you. Microphone being turned back off again. That's good.
He's hammered.
There it is.
He's hammered. He's just getting warmed up. Just getting
1:20 in the afternoon. So you don't think it's anything that they were eating? I mean, this was just going to happen regardless of what... anybody did, right?
Absolutely. It's a genetic condition.
All right.
And is there a chance you will get a replacement sugar glider from the breeder? Have you been in touch with the breeder?
I am contacting her this week. I'm trying to figure out exactly how I should go about bringing it up. And...
Well, you find their email address, mm-hmm. and then you type a little note, and you give the whatever vet bill you've had and say, look, I'm already out X amount of dollars. You had to pay something to get it in and
yes.
looked at.
Right.
Yeah. And also what you want to do is a business form with it'll start to, from, date, and then under the regarding part, you put, dear overbreeding bitch.
Yeah, I'm sure this happens to her all the time. She'll just send you another little rascal in the mail and you'll be okay.
Yeah, you just got to go out to Dulles Airport and deal with all those people again and boom,
exactly.
Bob's your uncle.
That's right. And then P.S., Rob Spiewak, thanks for remembering.
Oh, yeah.
Always. We'll take a break.
Always.
Pony, I'm real sorry.
Yes.
And I hope you get another one.
Yeah, me too,
one
man.
Miracle, safe home, safe travels. We'll take a break. Come back with a new twist. I want to talk about news you may not need. We're changing it up a little bit. And that's coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. Small talk, big boss, gonna tell them all just what I want. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I will tell you something. Since I went down to a 60 sleep number setting, My back is doing better than it's ever done. We popped into the Sleep Number store down here in Fort Myers, Florida, and had a conversation with John, one of the employees here at the Sleep Number store. And I was talking about the fact that I was surprised that when I went down to an actual lower level, that actually it would be a more comfortable fit for me. He said it's all about the support. And he's absolutely right. When you're talking about a Sleep Number bed, it's all about support and how much support you get. I love it. Mine is a 60. Carla's is a 75. We both sleep like babies in perfect comfort. And I want to tell you to hurry into a Sleep Number store right now. Queen mattresses will start at just $699. You can save $300 on the all-new C4 Queen mattress set. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. And thank you very much. Really, consider getting a better night's sleep. Consider doing what I do. I love this product. That's why I like to tell you about it. Go into a Sleep Number store. There are 425 of them around the country. And tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. I would sincerely appreciate that, everybody.
Mike?
Across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window.
Let me try that again.
I think that was fine.
I thought that was so perfect. Gee, I might have a stop. I might have a distraction in the studio with me. I don't know why.
A drunken distraction.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
All right, everybody. I want to tell everybody we're kind of doing a modification on the News You May Not Need, and I'm going to ask Oscar Santana if he would go along with this. This is an audible, and I'm only asking you this because I don't think you're going to give a rat's ass.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So I'm asking on the air. I'm skewing the News You May Not Need to a more of a human interest, pop culture type of thing, because I realized, after my 70th day of reading stories about the missing plane,
right,
and Crimea and Ukraine,
yeah,
that I hate doing that. And so I'm going to give you News You May Not Need every single day that's going to focus on entertainment and human interest and people doing
weird
things.
I think that's better.
I love it.
And what I'd love Oscar to do on Thursday is I'd like to have a mini little version that doesn't have to be all that long. It can be one story. It can be 10. Doesn't matter. Of Tech 411. And for you to just gather up all your little tech things and gadgets for the week. And I'd love to have that segment.
Cool.
If you're comfortable with that, would you be willing to go with
I
that?
I am, but it's interesting that you get to Florida and you want to cut down your workload. It's
I'm
not
cutting down
not.
My workload. I'm doing more work. Yeah.
Changing it up.
You are a son of a
bitch.
I'm
just saying,
I'm
you've
doing,
been there for
I'm
a week and
work.
Things now are changing. Who had,
who had
the money? I think somebody.
So,
I think Ronique had $50 in the poll. Let me figure this out.
I'm keeping it lighter. That's what it is.
You said Thursday. Do you want to do that on Thursdays or Fridays? Because Fridays was entertainment news.
Friday's entertainment.
Friday's
yeah, absolutely.
Entertainment.
Friday, we do that, and I'd love to have that with Oscar Santana.
Yeah, but he wants to take Thursday off, and we
understood.
Do the text.
Oh,
yeah.
And also, I want to, if I can.
Swear to God, way to spin it.
No, I just want to offer one reminder, is now that we've seen the death of hard news, make sure to tell everybody.
Yes. Don't forget.
Don't forget.
The season 4 premiere of fantasy epic A Game of Thrones drew an average of 6.6 million viewers. That makes it the largest audience for HBO since 2007's finale of the mafia drama The Sopranos. So this is a smash hit. Did you get a chance to see it, Oscar?
Absolutely.
Have you heard this, Mike? This is the Dave Koz smooth jazz version. Not smooth vag, Mike. Smooth jazz version of the theme to Game of Thrones.
I watched the entire thing twice. I'm that big a fan.
It was terrific. I think they gave you a little bit of everything in there, and the intrigue was there. The hot looking women were there.
Little man on man action.
Little man on man action was in there as well. And I'm trying like hell to pay more attention this year so I can get the storylines, because it's the political intrigue of that show that kind of loses me sometimes, because it's so answer me these questions.
And they're
three,
and they're laying out the rest of the season. That's why some people didn't like this episode, simply because. You can't just have everything, in especially with a book that's three Bibles thick. They try to make everything into like just one show as far as a chapter is concerned. So it's tough to get everything together in one episode.
But if you haven't seen, I liked it. I did. If you haven't seen it, Game of Thrones, it's a series of civil war, extreme weather, and mythical creatures. And it's shaping up to be the Time Warner Inc. Network's biggest show since The Sopranos, which drew 11.9 million viewers for its 2007 finale. I think everybody can like it.
Also important to know, this is the second time the HBO Go has crashed, which is your online option for HBO. So much so that they had an emergency meeting with all the board members. They're looking to reinvest into the infrastructure of HBO Go because it crashed when True Detective during the season finale
right.
there.
That's two times.
And
then
it crashed now. That. So this talk goes back. This goes back to what we're doing right now. I can't compare, you know, the Game of Thrones to the Mike O'Mara show. But on-demand viewing is becoming so much more popular, and on-demand
Absolutely.
Listening is becoming so much more popular.
That's the go-to.
Yep.
That's
the way it
these
is.
These big companies, you thought HBO Go was ahead of the curve. Yeah, they have a great infrastructure, a great user interface to watch your shows, but they still got to continue plowing money back into what makes it work.
Pouring
the technology.
Money.
Yes. The technology of delivery, which is
you
what
don't
it's all about
money.
Here. And,
plow.
You pour money.
Damn it.
And Mike, before we move on from Game of Thrones, how was Half Pint this week?
You jerks.
Thank you so much. With Jimmy Fallon doing so well as a Tonight Show host, NBC's boss expressed no fear Monday about who will replace Letterman in the Late Night Comics planned retirement from CBS sometimes next year. This is the quote from the suit. I have never heard him speak. I will do the impression just for the
Excellent.
Purposes of impersonating an executive. He said, Fallon is the best. No matter who CBS puts in that place, I think he'll still be the best. That's NBC Universal CEO Steve Burke.
Oh, yeah.
He said he didn't think Tina Fey or Jay Leno, two people with NBC ties who've been mentioned as potential Letterman replacements, would be in the running. Fey seems happy making movies and shows for NBC. Burke said Fey, who made and starred in 30 Rock, has a production deal with NBC.
How is it that no one has mentioned talented funny man Mark Addy?
Oh, wow, that where'd you pull that one out?
I just thinking that he well, might be a nice
The previous
fit.
Joke came out of Rob Spiewak's ass. Connecticut star Shabazz Napier went full Richard Sherman after winning the NCAA championship last night. You guys get a chance to look in on
the
big dance last night.
You want to hear the final moments of the game? I have
Yeah, let's
handy.
Listen to the final moments. It's kind of a mid game as far as I was concerned.
Ball back out to Andrew for the three, and that one's off. Tapped into the hands of Boatwright. And this most improbable tournament run comes to an end with a UConn championship.
Okay, so UConn got banned, and then they did the post-game interview with Shabazz, and he told the crowd to quiet down, and then he started saying, hey, you know, we were maligned because they gave us the ban for the academic ban. You know, it's just this trend has got to stop of – athletes in their absolute most joyous moment, turning it into a petty, vindictive,
but it
get
wasn't,
you back
it
moment.
Wasn't their fault. That's what sucks about the current system. So they had, I mean, the storyline is that they had a different coach, and then they got the sanctions. The coach left, and they got a new coach. And the student athletes sat there, and they had to continue playing for their scholarships.
But my point was, Oscar, that wasn't, you know, you just won. This is something, and I really do.
It's
not
system.
A cliche to say that, you know, he will have this for the rest of his life. This is his moment. This is not the moment where you quiet down the crowd and get sour grapes. You know, screw it. You were banned. You can't go back and change that. You got to live in – it is the classic example of what a lot of sports psychologists tell their athletes, to live in the moment. You know, to really live in the moment. That's the way I look at it.
You are so hypocritical. Like,
why
you
am I hypocritical?
You don't ever live in the moment. I know, I don't. You're talking about what people
I know
should
for
do
a fact,
and you don't.
I know for a fact Mike tries to. He just finds it difficult.
Well, I'm trying to more.
I know.
I'm
we actually talked
more,
about this.
But you watch this. What about the people that are at home that want to have a moment of joy for their team? And, you know, it turns into, you know, he talked bad about me. Now I showed him. No, you didn't. You threw a basketball in a net. Big deal. You dope.
You're a fan of that team. And if I was a fan, so for example, if West Virginia got sanctioned, right?
Right.
And then the year after they come off sanctions, They go and win the national championship. By the way, a number seven seed. That's never happened before, that wins the national championship, right? So it's a big deal that it was improbable. It happened.
Yeah,
but they also came off sanctions, which didn't allow them to do what all these other big teams can do. They limit their scholarships.
That's not my point. Yes. I'm not talking about that. You're justifying the bitch, and that's fine. I'm not arguing that point. I'm saying a time and a place. That's not the time when you do that.
When
you win with grace and dignity, and it's going away in sports, and it's making me less interested in sports, and it really is something where, you know, you've got people on the other side that you know, are brokenhearted because their team lost, and you've got people that are filled with a great deal of joy. It's just not the time to put your middle finger up to the organization that you know, that's sponsoring the event. Without the NCAA, where is this guy? Where is Shabazz? Well, is he even there? No, he's not.
Some may say that the NCAA isn't going to be what it is today within 5 years, simply because they're going to have to start paying the athletes.
I would not know anything about that, nor would I care about that. What I'm talking about is the moment. And Jim Nantz pulled off that rant like very quickly and kicked it to commercial because it was a moment where, hey, you know what you do? The microphone's in front of you. I said, I got the greatest teammates in the world. Yes, is it a cliche? But it's also the classy and dignified thing to do. And I just can't stand it when any athlete gets sour grapes at that moment.
But think about this.
Be sour grapes somewhere else.
Richard Sherman and what he did after the Super Bowl, it's one thing, right? Or what after the championship game is one thing. And a college athlete that's a kid, that really is a kid, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is in front of the entire world. He feels like he's been done wrong. These athletes do not get paid. They get an education.
I agree with you on that.
That does not guarantee them. I have a gripe with Richard Sherman after the championship game going after Crabtree, right? Going crazy.
Right.
But I don't have for some reason, when it's a kid and he's sitting there and he knows what he's been through as a student athlete and he's not guaranteed a ticket or a career, you want to remind people that they did it on their own. And I don't justify how he did it and when he did it. But if you're going to tell anybody, that's the most important. That's the only time that someone's really going to listen to you. A press conference after the fact probably isn't getting as much press.
Yeah, but at the same time, it left me with, and probably a lot of other people, with a bad taste in their mouth.
And also
the
Oscar,
quote, and we're talking about it, just in case you didn't hear it. The quote was, ladies and gentlemen, you're looking at the Hungry Huskies. This is what happens when you ban us. Last year, 2 years, we worked so hard for it, 2 years. I think, you know, you can get away with that if you're saying we overcame so much adversity with the ban, you can do it. But when you say this is what happened, you know, when you do us, this
the tone,
is
a, the tone,
know, it's just the tone of the whole thing. So we'll have to agree to disagree.
And also,
on that.
You know, that's true that he probably got more coverage there than a press conference. But then it does boil down time and place.
True.
You know, it's really not the place.
And Oscar will always disagree on that. I'd love to see it go in a different direction, but I think it's going to go a lot further. We got to wrap this up. Let's move on right now to a little something something, boys.
Cool.
This story comes to us from Florida, right in my backyard.
Oh, did you actually write this story for the AP?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I shared it with them. On Friday afternoon, a guy in his late 20s walked into a liquor store in Bradenton, Florida, and asked the cashier to settle a bet for him. Bradenton is about 40 miles south of Tampa,
of course,
which makes it about 40 miles north of where I'm sitting right here.
Oh, it's in western South Florida.
He said that he and his friend were arguing about what the new $50 bills look like, which should have been a red flag for the cashier because the last time they issued a new $50 bill was 2004. Anyway, the guy asked if he could take a picture of one.
Oh,
so the cashier held up a 50. The guy took a photo, then promptly grabbed it out of his hand and took off running.
What a dummy.
Police are still looking for the man, and they won't get him. I know they won't get him.
Why?
Because I live in a gated community. Thank you. Appreciate that. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, home of mine. Straddle that Greyhound and rode in Mandalorian.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're here with Jimmy Cerrito. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, everybody.
How many beers have you had, Jimmy?
You're out of beer.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So the answer, Mike, is all of them.
Yeah. That's absolutely right.
We need to go to a beer store.
This segment of the program brought to you by Amazon. We are running super late, so let's get right to the Audio Vault and Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
Take it away, Rob.
Mike, does the name Sterling Holloway mean anything to you?
Yes, he was Winnie the Pooh, correct?
Exactly, but he's dead now, and the new voice of Winnie the Pooh is a guy named Jim Cummings. I don't know if you're going to think this is as funny as I do, but they're, you know, they have all those Comic-Con conventions, right?
Right.
The big one in the state of Connecticut is called Kineticon, and they got the real voice of Winnie the Pooh to read dialogue of Darth Vader as Winnie the Pooh with another actress doing Princess Leia. I apologize for the slight audio problem here because it's on a cell phone, but this is so funny.
Lord Vader, I should have known only you could be so bold. The Imperial Senate will not sit for this. When they hear you've attacked a diplomatic...
Don't play games with me. You weren't on any mercy mission this time. You pass directly through my restricted system.
But you can find it on YouTube, but he does the line for line from Darth Vader's scene with Princess Leia, and it's Winnie the Pooh's voice. It's fantastic. Now, Mike,
he sounds a lot like Sterling Holloway.
He does a great job. You know, I will give Disney credit on one thing. They've done a great job always of keeping their voices consistent, even though the people have now been, you know, they've died twice. In San Francisco, Mike, I know you have an alibi, so I won't blame you. The new thing is they're tipping over smart cars. And it's not, Mike, it's not flipping funny.
No.
It's not
flipping
funny.
Look at Jimmy without his beer. I just looked over at Jimmy without his beer, and Jimmy's going.
Yeah, I know. It looks like if Oscar forgets his phone. He just looks naked.
Try not drinking the whole day.
I got a beard.
All right, very good. Yes, go ahead, Rob. I apologize.
And so people are coming out to find their smart cars on their side, on their front, their back.
Yeah.
Here we have some tape. This is a guy who found his smart car vandalized and a guy who saw a group of vandals doing it.
When I woke up, I'm like, oh my God, are you serious? Yeah, I don't know who's doing it, though.
I was just standing there, and all of a sudden, I just see like 8 hooded figures just like walk out from like the corner over here and walk up to the car. I thought they looked like they were up to no good. And then sure enough, they walk up to this smart car right here, all huddle around it, and then just lift it up and set it on its hind legs.
You know, I've never had this trouble with my Tahoe. People have never tilted my Tahoe. But I do remember one drunken day at the river that my father
was... I did it to cows in the
You've
day.
Done that? You actually have done the cow tipping?
Well, no, it was just, I think that's the biggest college urban legend. If you go to college in a rural area, is cow tipping, but I digress. Go
One
ahead.
Time my father was blocked in after a day of drinking down at the river, and he and his friends moved a Volkswagen Beetle. They picked it
it's
up
the
and
adrenaline.
Moved it.
It's the horny Bob Spiewak adrenaline
It
rush.
Is, and then,
that's what did that.
And then he made love to it.
Oh, God.
A funny moment on Jeopardy. I don't watch a lot of Jeopardy, but they had a guy on named Tom Cavanaugh who was going to use his winnings to produce a documentary about sweatshop labor. And it produced a really awkward moment because, as you know, many of Alex Trebek's suits are provided by Perry Ellis, and Perry Ellis has been accused of sweatshop labor.
Yes.
So check out this moment. You don't hear a moment like this on a game show very often.
Tom Cavanaugh, $1 million at stake in this tournament. And if you win it, you're going to spend a lot of it to work on a documentary. What's the documentary about?
It's on sweatshop labor and...
In our country?
In our country and around the world. So I went to Bangladesh about 10 years ago and toured a garment factory, and I thought, what if I saw a shirt that I was wearing being made by these people? And so it's to try to put a face on who makes our clothes, and maybe you can find out the names of the 8-year-olds who made your fancy suit there, Alex.
Yeah. Oh!
Was that too low? Was that a low blow?
How about that?
And he's, you know, we know that Alex Trebek is not the warmest man in the world.
No,
must have been pissed after
it
that.
It was a viable pissy look that he shot back at him. And
well,
also,
who won't be winning the championship today?
Yeah. We're unplugging.
What a jerk.
We're unplugging your beeper.
Time and place. Yeah.
Exactly, Oscar. That's the takeaway.
That's what
today.
I always say, Oscar.
Matt,
time and place.
We close, Mike, with a new ban. You are no longer allowed to
I'm
take
such
your
a hypocrite. Well, go ahead.
You are no longer allowed to take your own picture with the President of the United States.
The Obama White House may soon ban the taking of selfies with the President. Ban them. Yeah. When he heard this, Bill Clinton said, man, I remember when selfies with the President had a totally different meaning.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Love you, Jimmy.
Thank you very much. Jimmy will be back in the studio.
I'm here all week.
Tomorrow and Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah, Rob's shaking his head.
I'm leaving in May, actually.
Put him in a different spot.
Ride the bike back north.
So he doesn't twitch with the cord so much. Anyway, Jimmy, thank you. We'll
thank
see you tomorrow.
All. Thank you.
For all technical support issues with the Mike O'Mara Show, you can contact our Sugar Glider Wrangler himself. And I have that in my standard clothes. I wasn't trying to be extra cruel.
Ooh, awkward.
Pony boy. Jesus. So sorry. At MikeOmerishow.com. Sometimes I just read it. All correspondence for the show should be sent to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia. I really am sorry.
Yeah, do it.
20177. And remember, our official eVoice hotline open now, 800-440-8167. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeOmerishow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeOmerishow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.